Kate, doing some Thursday with you here. Thank you for letting me be a part of your day. Have a story about a small piece of Susan's day. And it is one of those stories that'll help us revel in our status as citizens of small towns, as we do on Thursdays about this time. I Love This Town. I Love This Town is brought to you by Community First Credit Union, here for good. Susan tells the story of needing to go to the Bay Area for some of the medical attention she was needing, had to see a specialist about her knee. And Susan writes, "My knee got so swollen from sitting in the car all that time. We were trying to get back to our small town, but we had to stop. My husband went into a gas station, a little market at a gas station, to see if maybe they had some ice." Susan says, "I was in major pain. I just couldn't do it anymore. So he went in to ask, and the operator, the clerk said, no, they didn't have ice. But the woman in line behind my husband said, what do you need ice for? Is someone injured? So my husband explained to the woman, and she said, oh, I have extra ice packs in my car. They're in there from a camping trip. Would you like one? Well, of course, he took her up on her offer. Susan says, now, her husband, who was sitting in their car, was probably trying to figure out why this fellow was following her back to their car at the gas station. Susan goes on, I don't know where that woman is, but I love her because that ice really helped. In fact, as I write this, I'm sitting here with her ice pack on my knee. I love this town. Thanks, Susan. Yeah, we love living in our small towns, don't we? I'm going to put that audio on the website. We keep past stories for I Love This Town for podcast or streaming audio at KOZT.com on the I Love This Town page. And audio there is also brought to you by Community First Credit Union, here for local